As you know, the UN Climate Summit in Paris is now just a month away. Now, many Canadians are hopeful that this country will take a strong leadership role there. Prime Minister-designate Justin Trudeau has said Canada's years as a less-than-enthusiastic actor on the climate change stage are behind us. Renowned scientist Sybil Seitzinger will be there. She is the newly announced executive director of the Pacific Institute for Climate Solutions at the University of Victoria. And for more on her vision for the Institute and the importance of this upcoming climate summit in Paris, we've reached her on the line. Sybil, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you very much.
Share with us, if you wouldn't mind, a little bit about your background and why you want to lead the Pacific Institute for Climate Solutions.
Great. So, yes, I've just actually been in Canada now for 2 weeks, and I'm very excited about taking on this leadership role, which starts on Monday, actually. My background really is for the past 7 years, I've been leading a international network of scientists around the world, really around the world, Asia, Africa, Europe, the Americas, in looking at a range of global environmental changes, including climate change. And I'm very much looking forward now to taking that knowledge and coming down to a level in which we really need to take action. And so applying that information to help lead British Columbia and hopefully provide some information for Canada at large and beyond in terms of how we can help to address climate change here in British Columbia, and also how we can prepare to adapt to the climate changes that we're invariably going to see here and already are seeing some of.
And that's the word, because you and your colleagues say climate change isn't coming, it's here, it's time to adapt. So what will you do as the new leader of the Institute to ensure that BC is able to adapt to climate change?
So one of the things that PICS is already doing is we have a number of major research projects going on, developing information and coming forward with solution options. So going beyond the academic, looking at what the problems are, and moving forward with applying information and coming up with solutions and looking at a range of things, including integrating the electrical grid in Western Canada to potentially decrease the reliance on coal and gas, better managing carbon in our forests, at the same time realizing the economic value of them, looking at transportation futures for British Columbia, a whole range of issues that British Columbia needs to address, and PICS is coming forward with solution options to address those. So we're really hoping to continue to work. We will be continuing to work not only with the four research-intensive universities in British Columbia, but with the government, with the private sector, and with individuals.
World leaders in climate change are meeting in Paris next month. How important is the Paris summit?
The Paris summit is critical. It's urgent that we take action now and that the world takes action now. We're really at a turning point. And that turning point was highlighted in the last Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, IPCC, just a couple of years ago. We need to take action now. If we continue the rate of increase of CO2 emissions, greenhouse gas emissions that we're on now, will be about a 5-degree temperature increase globally by the end of the century. And that would, by all accounts, lead to very dangerous climate change, increased floods, droughts, heat waves, sea level rise, more intensive storms. We have to act now. The longer we wait, the harder it's going to be and the more expensive it's going to be to not only decrease our emissions, but also adapt to the change.
We constantly hear you and other members of the scientific community warn us about the dangers of going above 2 degrees of global warming, and now you're forecasting as much as 4 or 5 by the end of the century. If we're already on that path for much more warming than that, how realistic is it that the Paris summit will ensure we stay where we are or before 2 degrees Celsius change?
Right. So leading up to the Paris summit, countries are coming forward with their intended commitments to reducing greenhouse gases. So they're national action plans. And an analysis that just came out last night from the United Nations Convention on Climate Change reported that 146 countries have come forward, accounting for 90% of the global emissions. And reductions, you know, are being put forward. However, they're falling short. It looks like, based on the available information, the commitments to date would get us to just under a 3-degree global temperature rise by the end of the century.
But, you know,
and we need to get below 2.
But, Sybil, in spite of all these warnings, we're still seeing more people, more cars in the road, and we're seeing people just turn a blind eye to it. Say, oh, you know, I'll deal with it tomorrow. Well, tomorrow never comes. Have we gone too far? Is the world capable of healing itself?
I believe it is. And I believe it is because there's an incredible will out there right now, globally, to reduce our emissions. It's a will and all sorts of actions that are being taken at local levels by cities, by mayors, by states, by provinces, and by nations to reduce their emissions. So we've never seen such a convergence of effort. We are still falling short, but we have to keep on the track. And the longer we wait, the harder it's going to be. So I'm very optimistic. And there's some things in place that could allow even further reductions that are already not in place, but we hope will be in place by the end of the climate summit to allow countries to even up what they've already coming forward with in terms of their agreements.
The last couple of summits, Canada's made some promises but has fallen far short of those promises. So what does Canada need to do to ensure its participation in this summit in Paris is considered a success?
Right. So, you know, one of the differences in this summit relative to previous ones is that the agreement will be legally binding. So whatever Canada puts forward is very serious in terms of needing to meet those. And what we hope, or what I hope I would say, is that Trudeau's government will come forward and support revisions to, or wording to the text of the final agreement that will allow for regular review of the mechanisms that are agreed in Paris. And that will allow countries such as Canada to increase their pledges, ratchet it up. And these reviews could happen every 5 years. And that would allow, therefore, Canada and many countries to increase their pledges for reductions before 2020, which is when the current commitments expire. I think Canada has a great opportunity to show leadership at the summit and also leadership afterwards in terms of putting in actionable items back home, policies that will move Canada in a better direction towards contributing to the minimizing of climate change in the future, and also allowing the citizens to be able to adapt to the climate change that is going to happen.
Sybil,
so leadership and action.
Thanks for joining us, Sybil, and once again, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you, Rick.